Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A few weeks ago, I was having dinner at the Ambassador Dining Room, Baltimore's premier Indian restaurant, and our meal started out with two vegetable appetizers, including a fabulous squash dish that featured okra. It was wonderful, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, it kind of made me wonder, why doesn't everybody love okra? I like it.
Because everybody doesn't love okra. No, I'm kidding. I've never been a big fan of it, but I understand its importance in cooking, and I actually truly enjoy it pickled, but I've never really been a fan of cooking with it, per se.
And for some reason, it has always appealed to me.
Yeah.
And I think part of the thing is that, first of all, it has very mild flavor, very pleasant flavor.
Yeah, again, the flavor to me is very mild and never sort of insulting.
No.
It's that sort of consistency that it gives, which I know is important. And then people thicken soups with it.
Right,
and
right.
Sort of gumbo and jambalaya, huge component. But,
The other thing about it that I really do like is the texture, because it stays crisp.
Whole, yeah. And actually the fun part about it's even crunchier than pickles when you pickle it, because it does have the ability to keep that sort of crunch to it.
Well, yeah, pickled okra is one of the favorite ways of using it.
I think so. It's the only way I'll do it.
It's the only way you'll do it.
Is pickling it. And I love it pickled.
Well, here's what I found out. The okra, it comes from somewhere in the tropical forest.
A bunch
of different continents claim it. But it's from a plant that's not dissimilar from hibiscus.
Yeah, and actually, Joe, the gardener at Waterfront Kitchen, grows it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It grows very well in the summer.
It's a seed pod.
Yeah, and it grows on the top of the plant. Mm-hmm. The plants grow very large. She actually used to grow some purple okra that was beautiful.
Wow. When you cut it open when it's raw, it does have a sap in it that people call either the goo or the slime,
right.
Which I think is pejorative, and I won't use that phrase. But some people are turned off by it. I happen to like it because I'm not going to eat it raw but I'm going to be tossing it into soups or stews, some kind of a New Orleans dish, and it has the effect of thickening
without the sauce. Yes.
And it doesn't really lend any flavor per se from the sap, but I still have those nice little cross sections of okra that have such a nice crunch to them.
And you can bake them, to get rid of that issue. If you wanted to use them in like sauteing and vegetables and stuff, baking it prior, slicing it and baking it gets rid of a lot of that sap, as we call it.
Yes. There's fried pecan okra is an idea that people have.
Yeah.
By the way, it is very popular in the South. So,
oh, I know. And us Northerners never understood it. Trust me.
And you're going to get like a cheese-filled okra Rileno or a shrimp and okra hush puppies, things like that. Here's what happened was I picked up some okra at the market and took it home to play with. And I was going through my fridge and I found some onion and green peppers, tomatoes, some chicken, some spicy Italian sausage. And up in the cupboard, I found a big old bag of bulgur wheat and some chicken broth.
Uh-huh.
So I just, kind of threw the whole thing together.
Sure.
And toward the end of it, I sliced up the okra, dropped it in and stirred it up. And it was absolutely delicious. And of course, I had a lot of fun seasoning. I think I went at least half a dozen
and
things.
And it does give it a richness. I mean, it makes that, whatever that dish you just described.
I don't know what it is.
Rich and delicious.
Al's gumbo, I guess.
Al's gumbo, right.
But it was really good. I'll put a little recipe on the website.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.